Are you the couple who spent 40 years working hard so you could retire and travel to all the places of your dreams? You now find that dream is gone. Suddenly one of you is laid off. The savings are disappearing. The retirement fund is dwindling. Or are you the single mother who bought a house with a balloon payment? It was great at first, but now the payments have skyrocketed. What can you do when bad economic times are crushing your dreams? On Beyond Today, we're going to cover the timeless financial principles that can help you get control of your money.
Join our host, Gary Petty, and his guests as they help you understand your future on Beyond Today.
Are you drowning in debt and afraid you might lose your car or your house? Are you worried about being laid off? Are you watching the stock market roller coaster destroy your retirement fund? Are you stressed because the value of your house has been wiped out and there's nothing you can do about it? For so many people, the dreams of just a short time ago, dreams of owning your own home or retiring early and traveling, have disappeared in an economic crisis that seems to keep getting worse. The money is getting tight, and you can't control the company downsizing or national inflation. So how can you deal with the anxiety of financial difficulties? Now you might be thinking, okay, now he's going to tell me how to invest in real estate or some internet scheme. Well, no, because that's not the solution to your financial problems. You may not always be able to control the economic crisis happening around you, but you can get control of your life, your behavior, and your money. Now, it won't be easy, but you have to accept that if you keep applying the same old solutions to the same old problems, guess where you're going to go? You're going to simply arrive at the same old problems. Well, today, we're going to discuss three basic concepts of how to get control of your life and your money. Now, these principles come from a book that is often maligned as being irrelevant in our postmodern society. If you don't have a Bible, go get one. Get one and follow along as we explore what the Creator says about your life and your money. Now let's start by looking at something Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount about your first priority in money management. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Jesus says, "Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing?" Now, at this point, you might be saying, "No, wait a minute. The bank is going to repossess my car and you're telling me to stop worrying?" Well, the kind of worry Jesus is talking about is anxious thought. Now, here's the key. If you're going to get control of your economic situation, the first thing you must do is change your spiritual priorities. Instead of hoping you'll hit the lottery, you need to ask, how did I get into this mess to begin with? Now, Jesus continues, "Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into the barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" The first step in dealing with your money problems is the same first step in dealing with all of life's problems. You begin by going to your Creator, finding His answers, and then trusting His solutions. You have value to God, and He has solutions to your problems. But you're going to have to accept those solutions, and you're going to have to apply them to your life. Here in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus continues, "Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? Have you ever wished you were taller? Or maybe could jump like an NBA player? Or could run 100 meters with world-class speed?" You know, in reality, no training, no miracle drug can make you taller, can it? What Jesus is teaching here is that there are some things in life you can control. There's things you can't control. We can either drive ourselves crazy trying to control every situation and every person around us, or we can learn to trust God to help us through the times when we have no control. To get control of your money, you must first learn and live by the Creator's rules of life. He will then bless your life. Jesus continues, "So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, how they neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory," Solomon was a great king, wore the most wonderful, beautiful clothes in the world. "He was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?" Jesus isn't saying that you can be irresponsible with your money and God will take care of everything. So what is his point? Notice the next verse. "Therefore, do not worry saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For all these things, the Gentiles, or all the people of all the nations, they seek." Now listen to this. "For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." Step one in dealing with your money problems, stop making money the center of your life and turn to your Creator as the center of your life. God understands your needs. In verse 33, Jesus says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." This isn't a health and wealth gospel. I'm not saying that if you just have faith in Jesus, all your money problems will fade away. I am saying that when God is the center of your life, you will have a blessed life. As a child of God, you're going to suffer job difficulties. You're going to suffer health problems. And sometimes the money, well, it just won't seem to stretch far enough. Then you're going to say, well, okay, what benefit is there then in being a Christian? Well, when you place God and His righteousness, that's His ways, His instructions, at the center of your life, He promises, the Creator of the universe promises to help you through the bad times, to give meaning and purpose to your life, and give you a future beyond anything you can imagine. Stephen Covey, in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, tells a parable of how easy it is to get caught up in zeal and get misdirected. He relates a story of workers who are clearing the underbrush from a jungle. Oh, they're hard at work with their machetes. The managers are sharpening blades, writing policies and manuals, setting up seminars for muscle development, and creating work schedules. Everybody's working hard, full of zeal. They're accomplishing tasks. Then one day, someone climbs up a tall tree, looks around and yells down, "Hey, we're in the wrong jungle." You see, you can spend your time and energy working really hard, only to find out you're basing your goals on wrong priorities. Jesus teaches that God understands your need for food and clothing and shelter. He also said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Now, the practical steps of money management begin with this spiritual understanding. There's more to it, but this is where you begin. What is the real goal of solving your financial problems? Is money itself the goal? Well, no, not really. What you really want is what? Peace, security, comfort in your life? If you think the solution is just getting more money and more stuff, you're in the wrong jungle. And then you say, "But I have money problems. How can I seek God first? Let me first get my finances in order, and then I can see how God wants me to live." Well, you know, it's that kind of thinking that puts you in your present mess. Now, we're going to talk about some practical ways to get control of your money, but understanding Jesus' instructions, this is the starting point. In the same passage, Jesus says, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be loyal to the one and despise the other." You cannot serve God and money. You know, there's nothing morally wrong with being wealthy or having wealth. It's a matter of perspective. Are we really supposed to believe that whoever dies with the most stuff wins? Well, listen to this true story. It was the most exclusive club in the world. The list of members included the celebrated names of Rockefeller, Vanderbilt, and Goodyear. In 1886, Jekyll Island off the coast of Georgia became the private playground where the rich came to swim, hunt, and relax in their cottages. You have to understand, though, these cottages were from 15 to 25 rooms. Today, most visitors to Jekyll Island hardly notice the two stone lions standing before the ruins of the once lavish house of Edwin Gold. One day while hunting on the island, Mr. Gold's son was killed in a hunting accident. Mr. Gold left the island in his absolute agony and never returned to his mansion again. What better illustration than this area where there's two stone lions standing guard over a ruined, ghostly estate to illustrate the teachings of Jesus? A man's life consists not and the abundance of the things which he possesses. So, the first point is getting control of your money. The first way to do that, where we start, is when faced with the anxiety of financial difficulties, remember that your Creator is interested in your life. Seek the way of life taught by Jesus Christ and trust that God will take care of your needs. Now, I would like to send you a very important free booklet. Managing your finances. You know, the price is right. We're not going to ask you for a cent. We're never going to contact you. Now, if you don't believe me, order it, read it, and it's free. You will learn what the Bible says about wealth, keys to successful money management, how to budget, how to avoid those money battles that can ruin your marriage, how to avoid financial black holes, and the most important key of all, how to find God's blessing in your life. Go online right now to beyondtoday.tv to read or order your free copy of Managing Your Finances, or call toll free, you can write this down, 1-888-886-8632. By the way, the call is free too. 1-888-886-8632, or go online to beyondtoday.tv, and you can follow us on Twitter or join us on Facebook. Once you turn to God and accept His spiritual priorities for your life, you can then begin learning the practical biblical principles of money management. Now, this leads us to our second point. To get control of your money, you have to learn to budget. Now, included in the free booklet that we're offering on today's program, Managing Your Finances, we have a worksheet. It's called the Monthly Income and Expense Worksheet. Using this worksheet to determine your monthly income and expenses is vital if you're really going to get control of your finances, because no financial plan works without a budget. You have to know how much money comes in, and you have to know how much money goes out. You may find that you're just throwing away some of that hard-earned cash. Let me give an example. Spending $3 a day, Monday through Friday, on a cup of coffee is $15 a week. That's $60 every 4 weeks. Do you realize that's over $700 a year? Making coffee at home and taking it in a thermos could save you a bundle of money per month. Now, let's look at the worksheet, okay? When you get your worksheet, now there's a couple ways you can get this. You can go online. And when you go online to beyondtoday.tv, what will happen is you can actually download this and fill in the little boxes here, and it will add up the figures for you. It will help you figure out how much money comes in and where it goes. Or you can order your booklet and get this sent right to your home. Now, when you look at it, you will notice that after you take out taxes, after you take out the money that you give to your church, you write down, where is my money going? You have savings. You have housing, whatever you're paying in your rent, whatever you're paying in your mortgage. You have utilities. You have electric, gas, water, trash, phone. You know, you can't control some of those. Phone, you may be able to. Get this. Download it. Or get it sent to you. Fill it out. Start to get control by learning how to budget. So first you get control of your life by setting right spiritual priorities. Second, you learn to budget. This brings us to our third point, how to get control of your money. And the third point is, get out of debt. Did you ever play Monopoly? The goal of the game is to collect all the properties of a particular color and then build houses and hotels on those properties. Remember what it was like when you landed on someone else's property and they owned a hotel? You would pay out all your money, sell off your houses, and then you'd have to mortgage your properties. If you landed on a second property with a hotel, you would most likely lose everything you have, and you would go bankrupt. You were then out of the game. You know, Monopoly has an important lesson for your life. When you spend more than you make and buy on credit, eventually you lose. Solomon said in Proverbs 22, verse 7, the borrower is servant to the lender. Now, the best way to get out of debt is to get control of your money by learning how to budget and then spending only the amount of money you make. Now, sometimes that means you have to lower your standard of living in the short run, but you have more money in the long run. This way, you can break the oppression of being a slave to the lender. Now, one way of getting out of this and getting control of that and out of debt is to analyze why you buy. Now, when you get this booklet or you go online, you're going to see a little test in here called a buying self-test. It's going to ask you questions. These questions go from, do I really need this? Is this a bargain? If it's on sale, is the price the true price? These are very important questions you need to ask. Altogether, there's 12 questions. 12 questions that you need to ask before you make any major purchase. Get this booklet. Ask those questions to yourself before you make those buys. Learn to get out of debt and discover the satisfaction of living within your means. Now, before we go on to the Beyond Today panel to discuss how to get control of your money, I want to tell you about how you can get and order your free booklet, Manning Your Finances. We'll also send you something else. We will send you a free one-year subscription to the Good News Magazine. Now, if you're looking for answers to life's most important questions, this is for you. The Good News is a bi-monthly publication available at no cost. And every issue, you'll find articles on subjects like marriage and family, what the Bible teaches about the most important questions in your life, how to make sense of today's confusing world news, how to understand the Bible in the postmodern society, and God's amazing plan for humanity and for you personally. Go online to beyondtoday.tv to order your free subscription to The Good News, or call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and join us on Facebook. We're joined by fellow Beyond Today hosts Steve Myers, Darris McNeely. You know, people need to be educated in sound biblical financial principles. And when we look at the global economic crisis that we're facing, it's because of an ignorance of sound economic principles, isn't it?
It truly is, Gary. Really, it gets back to the one word you use over and over again in the program, and that is debt. Nations have lived beyond their means, run up big debts. We're looking at Greece. We're looking at Spain, Portugal, Italy, and the European Union right now, creating a major problem for that part of the world that's having spillover into the United States, because nations for years and years would not live within their means. They have instituted vast social programs that they could not afford and could not pay for, and ran huge deficits. And other nations now are having to bail them out. We've got, even in the United States, the state of California, for instance, has a bigger debt than the nation of Greece and is having to make major, major cuts in order to balance their budget because they live beyond their means, financing programs that they could not pay for. It's a major problem.
And it's the same, you know, the global problems are same as the personal problems.
They are. In fact, it's a historical thing as well. If you go back in time, many historians would argue that the results of the Civil War would have been different if the South's economy was different, or Japan and Germany lost World War II because of economics. And so it's a huge story when you see what has happened today, how priorities in our governments have affected the entire world, and debt is just overrunning everyone now.
The reason this is continuing longer on the global scale or on a national scale is that governments can print money. The individual can't. We can't print the money. We have to.
It's illegal.
It's illegal, and it will catch up to us much quicker than it does for a larger nation. But the principle is still the same, that you live beyond your means, you spend yourselves into debt, you will pay the piper.
And you print enough money, it becomes worthless. Definitely. I don't care how great the civilization, how great the country. You know, we know that there's nothing wrong, morally wrong, with being wealthy.
No.
Some people in the Bible, some were wealthy, some were poor, you know, all had relationships with God. But we need to know the difference between unhealthy consumerism and healthy money management. What's the difference?
Unhealthy consumerism is, again, seeing something that you feel that you have to have before you can afford it. Financing it beyond your means, using that piece of plastic or several pieces of plastic that we all have in our wallets called the credit card, and living a lifestyle that we really cannot afford, which a credit card allows to do if you are willing to pay the interest. You know, years ago, I fell prey to that when I was in my early years of marriage. Didn't have a whole lot of money, but could get a credit card, and I would just roll over the balance for, you know, a month at a time. And it was manageable. I, you know, wasn't bankrupt. But one time at the end of the year, I tallied up the amount of interest that I was paying on that credit card, and it astounded me. I didn't realize that. And I began to realize, for that amount of money, here's what I could buy, or here's what I could have in the bank. And I determined at that time to stop paying credit card interest. Now, I still use a credit card, but I got myself out of the debt. I started paying it off every month. So you learn to not charge something that you can't, that you don't have the money for in the bank, or you can't write a check for at the end of the month. Stop paying credit card interest. Make that a goal. Use your credit wisely, but don't rack up interest. It will eat you alive.
Mm-hmm. One of the, I think, reasons that America is in some of the problems financially that we are is that we all are consumerists when it comes to the home mortgages. And the whole bubble that has come about in the last year or two is all a result of the things that we want. I have friends who are having their home go to a sheriff's sale this very week. And it is such a depressing thing to see that happen, because it didn't have to happen. But this whole concept of that, I need something bigger, I need something better, kind of got to them. So they stepped up, they got an unbelievable mortgage rate that they didn't have to pay off for 5 years. But then when it finally hits, suddenly you have to pay the piper, and that debt just got right in the way, and there was just no way to finance it, no way to continue on, and pretty soon you've got to pay, and it came down to the fact that they couldn't cover it, so now they're going to lose it. And so that whole concept that we live in our world today is that I need it, I want it, I need it now, and if there's any way I can make it happen, we will, and we forget about the consequences that are down the line.
What you just said is so important for young people to understand, because sometimes a young person will look at what their parents have, and they'll want it now, the same things. You know, I can remember when I was younger, my wife and I living in government housing, owning nothing but used furniture given to us by friends and family, not even have enough money to go out to eat. But we worked, and over the years, we were able to get more without going into debt. And they don't realize, sometimes it takes years to build wealth. You just can't get it by going out and putting it on credit card.
Yeah, and you know, one of the problems today with that, you know, the 150 channels that we have on our cable systems, there's a number of channels that get into home buying.
Oh, yeah.
And home decorating, and you know, home television. And people see somebody buying a home for hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you know, strapping themselves with thousands of dollars of a monthly mortgage, and they want that. They see that someone else is able to do it, they get into it, and that bubble burst a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And that took a lot of people down with them because of seeing someone else have something that they thought they ought to have when they really couldn't afford it.
We forget that all-important passage that you had mentioned from the Bible where the borrower becomes the slave of the lender.
Yes. Yeah.
And that at some time you're going to have to pay that lender back, and we can't put it off forever, and it comes, and then it's a problem.
That's one very important biblical principle about managing your finances. What's some other important biblical principles on financing?
Saving for a rainy day. Pay yourself. Learn to put aside a little bit of money each month in an account that you can't get to, is not easily accessible, but pay yourself and watch that grow. It's the fundamental principle that works. And, you know, if you can build that habit, then you will avoid the debt. You will have the money for an emergency. You will have that money for something that you really do need and perhaps even want when it comes time for you to have that if you build that habit. That's one of the most important, I think.
Isn't it amazing how, too, people forget the biblical principle of tithing?
Absolutely. I mean, Christ said, be a good steward.
Yeah.
And if we're going to be a good steward, put first priorities first, and you've got to pay God. Right? You've got to show that you're dedicated to God and you want to follow Him. And so tithing is the way that we can do that.
Well, and it's out of appreciation. I mean, God doesn't need our wealth.
No.
But we are to give back in appreciation, and God blesses us. People don't want to accept that. That's a law. That's a spiritual principle that's in the Bible. If you don't believe it, I challenge you to try it. You know, today we're offering you a free copy of Managing Your Finances. And we're not going to ask you for money. If you don't believe me, order it and read it and see if we contact you for money. You will learn what the Bible says about wealth, keys to successful money management, how to budget, how to avoid those money battles that can ruin your marriage, how to avoid financial black holes, and the most important key, how to find God's blessing in your life. When you order your copy, we'll send you a free one-year subscription to the Good News Magazine. Go online right now to beyondtoday.tv. to read or order your free copy of Managing Your Finances, or call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go online to beyondtoday.tv. And, of course, you can follow us on Twitter or join us on Facebook. Anxiety over money is a leading cause of arguments between husbands and wives. Financial worries can cause stress that lead to alcohol abuse, depression, and feelings of worthlessness. What can you do to get control of your money? Well, first, recognize that God understands your needs and wants to be involved in your life. Jesus said to first seek God's kingdom and His righteousness, and God will help take care of your needs. Life is more than just getting stuff. Now, secondly, get control of your money by learning how to budget. Get a budget sheet that organizes your monthly income and expenses. Keep a record of every dollar you spend so you can see where your money is going. And don't forget to give God His share first. And third, get out of debt, even if it means lowering your standard of living in the short run. You know, these aren't easy solutions. It's going to take time, work, and sometimes giving up some of those non-essential luxuries. But the peace of mind, it's worth it. Your life can get better simply by following the way of life given to us by the Creator of life. Join us next week on Beyond Today, and thanks for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.